This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I was up in the foothills of the Chiricahua Mountains on a hillside of Manzanita and Toomey Oaks, just up there poking around, looking at plants, of course, and sometimes sitting down and glassing distant slopes. I like the fact that after years of being a plant geek in southern Arizona, I can identify plants off in the distance by their shape and color. It's nothing you practice. It just sort of happens. I mean, even in a nursery setting, when I'm looking for plants, shape and color give their location away. Oh, there they are over there. That sort of thing. So, yeah, I love glassing, and those distant slopes. And the bonus, especially with binoculars, is that you may see deer or a bear or a javelina or a wild turkey on those slopes. And I love the way the brain works in certain biomes or in certain settings. Oh, this feels like a place to see a bear. Or I bet there are deer under those junipers. Oh, I'm surprised we haven't seen a turkey. Those kind of things, right? And then lo and behold, you'll see a turkey or three deer jump out from under a tree. It's just great stuff, isn't it? On this day, I up on that slope, I decided to cross a canyon and then climb out of it up to a Jeep trail I had spotted with my binoculars. I could use that Jeep trail to get back to my truck. As I climbed up towards that little road, I figured, since I was getting near a road, I'd see a beer can or two, and that would let me know I was close. And sure enough, there was a beer can, and 30, 40 feet away through the undergrowth was the road. And I thought it was unusual that it wasn't a Bud Light can, the hands-down winner of beer cans in the deserts and mountains, right? No, this was the same company, but not Bud Light. And I'm not kidding, I'm not making this up. On the can it said, brewed for the outdoors. Well, that cracked me up. And then it also said on that can, 4% alcohol. I mean, what's the point? I'd throw that out of my truck, too. Okay, this isn't about beer cans. Recently, Ms. Mosquiti and I were hiking and poking around other rocky slopes and canyons on the northeast end of the Chiricahua Mountains, the slopes full of one-seed juniper and Mexican blue oak and bee brush and sotal and catclaw acacia, and below us, an arroyo, a couple hundred feet below us, an arroyo full of catclaw acacia, again, desert honeysuckle, huge emery oaks, huge Mexican blues, and this cool spiny tree, small tree called gum bamelia. Oh, and there were some mesquites in there, of course, as well. But up on that slope, we both felt we were in a magical or mystical place. Ms. Mosquiti commented on the dark sides of boulders. They beg for petroglyphs. Yeah, they do, I said. And why? I'm surprised we didn't see pieces of pottery down in that arroyo. We worked our way toward a very steep draw and saw a couple butterflies flutter out of it. Gotta be water. And sure enough, tiny pools and water trickling over shiny rocks. We clambered about, peeking under and over immense boulders, and Ms. Mosquiti shouted, "Look!" And on a flat boulder overlooking the arroyo below were three grinding holes. We laughed. It had to be. It just had to be. It felt that way. We pondered those grinding holes. One of them was easily 10, 11, 12 inches deep. I mean, that's a lot of years or generations of grinding. Well, it was just this wonderful moment of a pretty wonderful day. But let me tell you about one of the plants was down in that arroyo, and it was pretty thick down in that arroyo, gumbum or chitum wood. It's in the Sapodaceae, the Sapodilla family, after the tree Sapodilla, which you should look up, that cool tropical tree. The botanical name of the shrub down in that arroyo, Gumbamelia, is a Cytoroxylon lanuginosum, variety rigidum. Cytoroxylon from two Greek words, cyteros, iron, xylon, wood, hard wood. And it is. I think the Cytoroxylon sounds sort of like a product, new and improved with Cytoroxylon. and the specific epithet lanuginosum means with downy hairs and refers to the hair on the underside of the leaves and twigs. It's got a crazy large range on this side of Mexico, from Florida to the U.S. and to us in Arizona, and a crazy large range if you go south of the border. Very cool. Now you know. And you'll probably get so you can recognize thickets of it along arroyos in the borderlands. Hey, look at that arroyo full of cider roxalon. Lanuginosum, gumbums, cool. The borderlands are magical and mystical and beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.